Brian Maupin. Good morning, buddy. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What were you thinking, Brian? What were you thinking?
I wasn't really thinking a whole lot when it happened, you know.
You were working for Best Buy. You made a YouTube video criticizing one of the Best Buy products, probably one of the best-selling Best Buy products, an iPhone. It went viral. And what happened to you?
I was threatened to be fired, threatened to be sued. So, and then the media found out about it, so all kinds of crazy stuff started happening then.
Canned because of YouTube. Brian Maupin is just one example of what we're talking about here on The Takeaway. He's a former Best Buy employee, fired over a YouTube video that he made. You're now working again, right, Brian?
I am self-employed right now. I'm just doing kind of like freelance work with web video and that kind of stuff.
Right, so. Yes. Freelance work. Yes, there
fun.
We go, Brian.
It was funny. Did you see the video?
It's good. No, it's great. It was terrific.
Yeah.
Lewis Maltby joins us. He's the president of the National Work Rights Institute and author of Can They Do That? Retaking Our Fundamental Rights in the Workplace. We've got lots and lots of examples, Lewis, and good morning to you. Your job is secure. I guess you're the president of the National Work Rights Institute. So.
Depends on how good our funding is.
I see. You know, there does seem to be this idea that freedom of speech, once you walk into a workplace, sort of goes away. And whether you're talking about social networking sites or the YouTube video that Brian Maupin did or maybe some other examples that our listeners have talked about already this morning, that you have no rights. Your employer can fire you for almost anything. Are there rules of the road here?
No, basically there aren't. Under American law, anybody can do anything they want to unless there's a law that says that they can't. That's the way it's supposed to be. There ought to be some laws that say employers can't fire you for something you say off-duty, but there aren't any such laws. Your boss can fire you for any reason under the sun, and Brian's case is anything but extreme. I've seen hundreds of cases, much more shocking than his.
What is an extreme case in your experience, Lewis Maltby?
How about having a beer on Saturday afternoon?
You get fired for that? I mean, if I was a brain surgeon in the operating room, I could see it.
Of course, that would make perfectly good sense. No, this guy was a machinist. He obviously couldn't be under the influence on duty, but it was Saturday afternoon. He wasn't going to work till Monday. He went to the bar with a couple of friends to watch the football game, and he had a beer or two, and he got fired because his boss was a teetotaler. His boss thought drinking was a sin, and after 8 years, Daniel lost his job.
So let's distinguish between the lack of laws in this case that you've described in the American workplace landscape from contractual arrangements, say union contracts, which do offer some protection to workers. Those protections do exist, right?
And day difference. If you're in a union, you have a contract that says you can only be fired for, quote, just cause, unquote. And thousands of arbitrators over the years have looked at cases to determine what that means, and it means just about what common sense would tell you. So if you're in a union shop, you are very unlikely to get fired for an unreasonable reason. But if you're not in a union, you might as well be living in Russia.
Right, but there are plenty living in Russia. There are plenty of people, of course, who have personal service contracts with companies that aren't union contracts, which also contain protections. You can't be fired for this reason or that reason, or there has to be some sort of procedure. Listen to this case. Here's one of our listeners, a guy by the name of James Casaza from Orlando, Florida.
I went in to work, and my belt around my waist had broke. And basically, my pants would not stay around my waist. Around 9:30 that day, the restaurant didn't open until 11. I decided to go to the Target retail store that was located directly behind the restaurant and grab myself a new belt. And I was gone a total of 8 minutes. They told me that they were firing me for leaving the building unattended, and that it was a violation of security protocol.
Now, Lewis Maltby, you know, we sort of opened the floodgates here for stories, and I have to say, on some level, you know, it feels a little bit like people are piling on to their employers. Obviously, if you get, you get canned, you're mad, you're going to say whatever it is you want. But even if every fact in that story was true, it's totally within the law, right?
Absolutely. They could have fired him because they didn't think his belt was had his pants high enough and he had too much underwear showing. He could have been fired.
Here's a story that I believe you told one of our producers. A teacher from Pittsburgh was fired for drinking a beer on the internet while in a pirate's hat, and the behavior was deemed unprofessional by, I'm presuming, the school district. What's the story there, Lewis?
That's exactly what happened. The woman's name was Stacy Snyder. She was a teacher. She was obviously over 21. She had a picture of herself on a website drinking what looked like a beer. She was wearing a pirate's hat, which is not exactly surprising since she's from Pittsburgh. And somehow the school board, presumably all
was
of them...
Wait a minute,
Lewis, it wasn't like a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum pirate's hat. It was a baseball
Pittsburgh?
Pirate's hat?
I'm not sure what kind of pirate's hat it was, but it was a pirate hat, which she wore because she's from Pittsburgh. And
does it matter?
And people in Pittsburgh wear pirate hats.
Well, if it was a pirate hat, it would be freaky. But that's not a reason for firing anyone. Lewis Maltby, before we go, people have an intuitive sense in America, perhaps during the boom times of corporate America over the last generation, that companies have an interest in protecting their brand. And if an employee does something that reflects badly on their brand, boom, you're out the door. Has that ever been tested in court?
It doesn't need to be tested. That's such a loser case that no intelligent attorney would ever bring it. It's worse than that. I mean, that's sort of you could understand. But if you're on your personal blog and you had a bad day and you vent a little bit about your boss, you could lose your job.
Well, let's before we go, you know, the National Labor Relations Board has taken up this case about someone who did something on a social networking site on their own time. Do you think that has a chance of going anywhere?
But it's only going to go somewhere because they were talking to other workers about how they were all getting shafted and should join a union. If it had been any other subject, they wouldn't have a prayer.
Wow. Lewis Maltby, you know, you've really brightened my day this morning. President of the National Work Rights Institute and author of Can They Do That? Retaking Our Fundamental Rights in the Workplace. I guess the answer to Can They Do That is yes, they can. Right, Lewis?
Could stop them if we got together and put our mind to it.
All right, give us your ideas about how to do that at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Lewis Maltby, keep your job, will you, buddy?
I'm doing my best.
And just in time for the holidays, a new Takeaway iPhone app challenge. What I'm supposed to read next makes it look like Jim Colgan is hacked into
our script. It's the greatest technological advance in radio history.
Right, you can download.
There we go.
All right, Jim Colgan is everywhere. Download the free app from the iTunes Store or our website, thetakeaway.org. Snap a photo, tell a story, or record the sounds of the places that are home to you, and then let us know what you think means home. I'm Celeste Headlee.
You know, Colgan's pants are riding a little low. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.